This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Germany today signed 19 key memorandum of understanding or MOUs and made 8 major announcements. It includes a joint declaration of intent to strengthen bilateral defense industrial cooperation and the establishment of a chief executive officers forum to bolster trade and investment. The MOUs were inked and announcements were made following high-level meetings between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said that both nations signed a declaration in order to strengthen defense industrial cooperation focused on co-development and co-production.
Raksha aur suraksha mein badhta sahyog hamare aapasi bharose aur sahaji soch ka prateek hai. Raksha vyapar se judi prathmiktaon ko saral banane ke liye main Chancellor Merz ka hriday se aabhar vyakt karta hu. Hum raksha udyogon ke beech sahyog badhane ke liye ek roadmap उस पर भी काम करेंगे जिससे को डेवलपमेंट और को प्रोडक्शन के नए अवसर खुलेंगे.
मिस्टर मोदी अंडरस्कोर्ड दैट द टू नेशंस आर यूनानिमस इन देयर फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द बायलैटरल ट्रेड बिटवीन इंडिया एंड जर्मनी हैज रीच्ड इट्स हाईएस्ट लेवल एवर सरपासिंग द 50 बिलियन डॉलर मार्क. स्पीकिंग ड्यूरिंग अ मीडिया ब्रीफिंग फॉरेन सेक्रेटरी विक्रम मिस्री सेड जर्मन चांसलर्स विजिट टू इंडिया विटनेस्ड अ सिग्निफिकेंट एंगेजमेंट बिटवीन द टू कंट्रीज. A major highlight was the announcement of visa-free transit for Indian passport holders through Germany, alongside a new framework for the recruitment of Indian healthcare professionals.
There is a migration and mobility partnership agreement between India and Germany. As a result of that, we've seen a healthy flow of skilled individuals from India to Germany, students from here. And even during the course of the discussions today, the German Chancellor pointed to specific areas such as caregivers and nurses in which there is a very large demand in Germany. And this is important enough now for German authorities to consider dedicated institutional arrangements, and we will be discussing those issues with them. On the visa transit related issue, we do believe that decision has in principle been taken, and once it is implemented, it will considerably ease and facilitate the travel of our people and promote people-to-people contact.
Prime Minister Modi is attending the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi, on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition and interacted with young leaders to know their innovative ideas. Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February on Sunday in the Lok Sabha. The budget session of Parliament will commence from 28th of this month and will continue till 2nd of April. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the budget will be presented at 11 a.m. in the lower house on 1st of February. He was replying to a question in this regard during a press conference in New Delhi today. The central government has notified the National Sports Governance National Sports Bodies Rules 2026 under the National Sports Governance Act 2025. The rules provide the framework for the inclusion of sports persons of outstanding merit, composition of the general body and executive committee, election procedures, and disqualification criteria for members of national sports bodies and regional sports federations. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and U.S. are actively engaged in the ongoing trade deal negotiations. He said the next talk on trade will be held tomorrow. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the U.S. Ambassador to India in New Delhi. In Bangladesh, veteran singer and Awami League leader Prolay Chaki has died in custody, with his family alleging negligence and denial of medical care. Chaki was arrested in December in connection with a case linked to an alleged attack during the anti-discriminatory student movement. Jail authorities said the singer died last night while undergoing treatment at the hospital after suffering a heart attack. And benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, snapped a 5-day losing streak, ending around 0.4% higher. Sensex closed at 83,878. And that is the end of this news bulletin.